Hi, I'm Madonna Guy, and this is the Natural Alternative. Today I'm going to talk through understanding gut and pelvic pain and how to calm the terrain that's behind this. So many people go and have things tested by their endocrinologist, and all sorts of specialists until they finally come back and say, I don't know what's wrong. Feels like it could be a UTI, feels like it could be endometriosis, feels like it could be nerve damage. So I'm going to talk about the connections between all of these and what we can do. And I'm just going to cover three potential products that could help with this. So if you've been dealing with abdominal pain, bladder irritation, pelvic heaviness, or those mysterious UTI-like symptoms that never show up on a test, you're not alone. A lot of people experience this cluster of symptoms, and it can feel confusing and even scary, especially when everything seems connected, but no one can explain why. So I'm going to walk you through what's going on in the body and why these symptoms show up together, and the simple diet and supplement strategies that can help calm the whole gut pelvic terrain. So, what do people commonly feel? You might recognize lower abdominal pain or bloating or pressure, diverticulitis flares, constipation or loose stools, pain after eating. Or with the pelvic area, you might end up with UTI-like burning with no infection, bladder irritation, pelvic cramping and heaviness, and pain that moves between the bowels, the bladder, and the uterus. Or you might end up with whole body symptoms like fatigue or brain fog, muscle or joint aches and pains, food sensitivities, anxiety and emotional overwhelm, or a history of trauma that makes everything worse. Again, these symptoms aren't random, they're part of one interconnected system. So the gut, the bladder, the uterus, and the nervous system all share the same nerves, lymph pathways, blood supply, and immune signaling. That's why when one area becomes inflamed or congested, the others often react. That's why gut pain can trigger bladder pain. Bladder irritation can trigger pelvic cramping. Emotional stress can tighten the whole abdomen. And food reactions can show up as uterine discomfort. It's not in your head, it's one terrain responding in multiple places. So now let's talk about the diet that can calm things down, because again, there's so many nutritionists out there that everyone listens to, and I hear them talking all the time, and I think, you're not taking FODMAPs into account, you're not taking oxalates into account, because these are huge. So when we have a low FODMAP diet, these reduce fermentation, bloating, and pressure. We'll talk more about these. When we have a low oxalate diet, these reduce irritation in the bladder, the bowel, and the uterus. So let's keep it simple. Foods that are both low, now FODMAPs are fermentable oligosaccharides, monosaccharides, disaccharides, and polyols. So they are fermentable sugars that feed bad bacteria in the gut. They can also feed candida and fungus in the gut. Low oxalates are nano-sized particles that are in a lot of our healthiest foods. So the foods that are safest during a flare are chicken, turkey, beef, lamb, pork, fish, eggs. And the vegetables that are easiest that are both low FODMAP and low oxalates, lettuce, peeled cucumber, bok choy, bean sprouts, alfalfa sprouts, choco, zucchini, small serves of carrot, large serves are high in oxalates, green beans, and pumpkin. Fruits that are low in both, strawberries, blueberries, again a small serve, grapes, kiwi, pineapple, and papaya, or pawpaw here in Australia. The grains that are safe are white rice, jasmine or basmati rice, rice noodles, rice cakes, and small serves of quinoa. Quinoa is high in oxalates. The fats, olive oil, coconut oil, butter, ghee, tallow, lard, and flavorings, things like salt, fresh herbs, ginger. Turmeric, too much turmeric is high in oxalates, but these foods help to calm inflammation, reduce pressure, and give the gut a break so the pelvic organs can settle too. Now let's talk about the foods that commonly trigger pain. So these foods are high in FODMAPs, so they feed SIBO, PSYCHO, and SIFO, so our bacteria, candida, and fungus in the gut, oxalates, or both, and often flare the symptoms. Almonds, cashews, and peanuts. Spinach, beetroot, and sweet potato. Wheat, rye, and barley. Onions and garlic. Cauliflower and mushrooms. lentils and black beans, chocolate, the darker the higher the oxalates, and black tea for some people. Coffee tends to be low in both of these. But most people feel relief within days of reducing those foods. Now let's talk about the supplements that help to support the terrain behind pelvic issues. These aren't treatments and they're just a couple of things. Obviously, I've got a thousand things in my clinic, but these are just three things that can help. So let's just chat about what they do. They're supportive tools that help the body do what it's designed to do. So firstly is Bioactive Sera-Cleanse. So this is a Brisbane-made product, and it helps to support the body in breaking down biofilm, clearing inflammatory debris, reducing swelling and congestion, improving lymphatic flow, and easing abdominal and pelvic discomfort. Sorry. It's great for people with chronic inflammation or recurring gut pelvic irritation, and especially if we have been damaged by jabs, this helps to break down spike proteins. The second one is magnesium citrate, and this is something that people can need quite a bit if they've got a lot of oxalates built up in their body. It helps with smooth muscle relaxation, regular bowel movements, reduced cramping, nervous system calming, better sleep, and stress resilience. So it's perfect when flares are associated with stress and tension. And of course, try GLP because there's so much gut repair required. So the GLP-1, the GLP-2, and GIP in the natural form. So this is nature identical to the little peptides we're not making ourselves with these sorts of issues. So in a terrain model, so creating a better terrain so that we have less health issues, these peptides support gut lining repair, reduced inflammation, better nutrient absorption, improved motility, more balanced metabolism, and indirect support for oxalate handling. So it's helpful for people with diverticular irritation, food sensitivities, chronic gut irritation and inflammation, and people who need to lose some of that weight because we know that visceral fat puts pressure on all of those abdominal organs, creating inflammation. So, pelvic pain, your body isn't malfunctioning, it's communicating. When the gut and pelvic organs are inflamed and overwhelmed, they send signals through pain, pressure, and irritation. By reducing irritation, calming the gut, and supporting repair pathways, the whole system can settle. You don't have to live in a flare mode. Your body is designed to heal. We just need to create the conditions that allow you to do that. If that was helpful, please like and subscribe and send it to someone who you know needs to hear this. Have a great day, everyone.